with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out of from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all fools clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. Interesting story with Solomon into this first reading. When God said to Solomon, "What do you want?" he asked for wisdom. You remember, wisdom. I like to make a quick distinction between intelligence, brilliance, and wisdom. They all look alike, but there is something to be distinguished regarding them. Intelligence is the raw ability to process information. Some people are good with logic. You're able to process information. You have the dexterity to process them. Finally, intelligence. Now, brilliance, on the other hand, is the exceptional creative execution of the information you've been able to process with your intelligence. Wisdom is the bringing the two experiences of intelligence and brilliance and acting with right judgment. Wisdom is the summation of the two. So you may be brilliant, but not wise. You may be intelligent, but not wise. So wisdom is the summation of both intelligence and brilliance. We read in the first reading today, the Queen of Sheba left her place, having heard of Solomon. By the way, Sheba is present-day Yemen. And you look at the distance from Yemen to Jerusalem. That's about 1,450 miles. That's a long journey, about 2,300 kilometers. Not on a car, on a ship, donkey, and they were going because they heard about the wisdom of Solomon. She was rich in her own ways. She was wealthy. She was brilliant. She was intelligent, but she didn't have wisdom. She heard the wisdom of Solomon and traveled that far. And when he came to Solomon, she came with all the difficult diplomatic questions, all the puzzles and riddles, all the ethical questions, and Solomon flooded her and gave her all the right answers. And she was blown away. What does that tell us? Divine wisdom is nothing compared to the natural wealth, the natural intelligence or brilliance that we have. Solomon had that gift of divine wisdom. She saw something greater, something that is overwhelming. The story of Queen Sheba and Solomon continues. But how do we relate it to the gospel? Nothing that goes into a man defiles him. And he queried them, don't you have understanding? Don't you have the wisdom? Today we celebrate Our Lady of Lourdes. Some of us, if not all of us, may have visited Lourdes. I haven't been there. The story of Lourdes reminds me of Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. When he said, I thank you, Father. Jesus said, I thank you, Father, for revealing these mysteries, not to the learned, but to little ones. Not to the learned, but little ones. Every day we come to hear his word. We are like that children, that child, the children that he's revealing himself to. Wisdom is something we must always pray for to guide us. Wisdom of God. We pray that we who gather each morning, every day, weekly, may continue to gain wisdom of heart, knowing that wisdom is the summation of intelligence and brilliance.